Update coming up in just a few minutes. But right now it's time for AM 580 News, and here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Dan. Good morning. The Champaign County Board will vote in 2 weeks on a nearly $600,000 infusion of funds into the struggling county nursing home. But as AM 580's Jim Meadows reports, in return for the money it needs, the nursing home will have to show that it's ready to cut costs and increase revenue.
The resolution approved by the Finance Committee last night would loan the nursing home enough money to get it through the fiscal year, about $592,000. But in return, the facility must identify at least $300,000 in cost savings or new revenue by August. Committee and Nursing Home Board Member Alan Nudo says the nursing home has to show progress in reducing its deficit.
So that we can say, you know, we're not just doing another dole, another handout.
An outline of possible progress by August is not enough for Finance Committee Vice Chairman Brad Jones, who voted against the loan. Jones says he wants the nursing home to prevail, but it needs to show financial progress a lot faster.
And we're not seeing those changes right now. I mean, it's as you've seen with this county board, everything moves at a glacial pace, and they keep piling up these big bills. We don't have the money to be transferring over there anymore.
In fact, the committee heard from County Treasurer Dan Walsh, who said loaning the money to the nursing home, while perhaps necessary, would put the county's general corporate fund at a dangerously low level. He said county departments may be told to make across-the-board budget cuts this summer to keep the county solvent. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Storms that spawned at least two tornadoes this week may also have killed at least one person in rural Coles County yesterday. Rescue crews near Humboldt pulled an unidentified body from a car in the Kaskaskia River. Charleston Fire Chief Chris Phipps says a witness saw the car swept into the river by high water yesterday morning. The report indicated two people were in the car, which Phipps says hasn't been ruled out. There were two tornado touchdowns in Illinois this week, one near Gridley, the other near Mackinac outside Peoria. Both caused little damage. Officials in Urbana say some of the flooded basements in the area after this week's heavy rains could have been avoided. The operations manager for Urbana's Public Works Department, Jim Kelly, says incorrectly installed sump pumps are part of the flooding problem. He says there's no way to know how many pumps are put in illegally.
They were installed incorrectly to begin with. It's a mistake. You think that's a sanitary line, and it's not. It's a storm line or vice versa.
For homeowners, installing a pump incorrectly could be a risky mistake. Rainwater that should flow into ditches ends up in the sewers, and that could make sewers flood. When that happens, a combination of storm water and sewage will flood basements. Kelly says a sump pump inspection in Urbana a few years ago helped out with the problem. He's received 35 calls about flooded basements during recent storms. He says 10 years ago, that number would have been closer to 150. The chairman of the Illinois Republican Party says Governor Rod Blagojevich should return all the campaign money linked to convicted political fundraiser Antoine Tony Rezko. Andy McKenna told the Daily Herald that the money is dirty. Rezko was convicted Wednesday of fraud, money laundering, and aiding and abetting bribery. Governor Blagojevich has not been charged in any wrongdoing and has repeatedly denied taking part in any shadowy political dealings. His campaign has donated more than $85,000 in Rezko contributions to charity. David Morrison is the associate director of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, and he says it's impossible to know exactly how much money Rezko donated using public records. U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald, meanwhile, says he's gratified that the nation's highest court decided not to review the case against former Illinois Governor George Ryan. Last week, the Supreme Court rejected an appeal filed by Ryan's attorneys. Fitzgerald wouldn't expand on his initial comment on the court's decision.
I mean, obviously, we're gratified that the Supreme Court let stand a very, very important conviction for very, very serious conduct, and I'll leave it at that.
Ryan was convicted in 2006 for fraud and racketeering. He's currently serving a 6.5-year sentence. Ryan's attorney says he might ask President George Bush to commute the former governor's sentence. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 Central with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
And this is our summer celebration here on AM 580. We hope you can join us with a contribution that will help us meet our fundraising goal by the end of the fiscal year, just a few weeks away. The number to call, 866-779-9455, or remember, you can give online at willpledge.org. 6:35, and time for an in-depth look at weather with our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dan.
Well, Les and I were talking just a little bit earlier that around here, it seems like the last couple of years, you know, we have a few days of spring, and then all of a sudden it's summertime, and it seems like it happened again this year.
Yeah, it did indeed. We had cooler than average weather through most of May, and now it's warmer than average. Our average high is now up to 81 and our low 59, but we're running above that and doing that consistently. And by the end of the month, our average high is 84 and low 64, so we really don't gain much more as we go through the month in terms of average, no more than about 3 to 5 degrees.
For a number of weeks there, it appeared that most of the severe weather was sort of south and west of here, but now it seems like we're in the cycle of getting at least a threat of severe weather again.
We do have that threat again today, and over the weekend, maybe by the time we get to Sunday, at least in our northern counties, the